In recent years here in Kentucky, probably true many other places, there has been a trend in favor of STEM, the STEM disciplines, science, technology, engineering, and math, at the expense of the liberal arts, mm-hmm. critical thinking, the humanities, and so forth. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think obviously the technical fields are important. There are good job opportunities in them. But we can get a bit of a lesson if we look to the most prosperous company in the world, which would be Apple. Apple has long celebrated the need to meld the technological fields with the liberal arts. It's only when you have the marriage of those two that you get the maximum value out of any idea. So I think failure to stress those subjects at the higher learning levels has been a really costly trend.
The cost of higher education is somewhat similar to the trajectory of costs associated with healthcare, increasing year after year.
Yes.
And there is the line, show me your budget and I'll show you your priorities. When you see that Kentucky has made cuts to education for the past decade and can say that that is why education costs more, the burden's been shifted to students. Is that really the complete answer? Isn't higher education guilty of waste and administrative bloat to some extent? So are there arguments on both sides?
Yeah, it's always a complicated picture. Higher education suffers from what economists call Baumol's disease. In the 1700s, you needed four musicians to perform a string quartet. Today, you still need four. There's been really no increase in productivity in performing a piece like that. You got to pay musicians more now than you did then because they have good opportunities in fields where productivity has gone up. I mean, we can now make a car in 1/100th of the time it took at the beginning of the 20th century. So wages have gone up in all those sectors where productivity has gone up. In the sectors where it hasn't gone up, that would be in the arts, primarily, in education and some others. I mean, I'm still standing in front of my group of students talking to them the same way professors did 100 years ago. So if there's no productivity increase, then the cost of providing that service relative to the cost of other things goes up. And it doesn't mean that you don't need those things. We ought to be more inventive than we are in increasing productivity, but, you know, the productivity in barbering hasn't gone up either, and we pay more in real terms for a haircut now than people did 100 years ago, but we still get our haircut. We still derive enormous value from being educated, and until that changes, we shouldn't stop investing in education. It's a huge waste for society to send people out there unproductive relative to what they could be.